the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A bipartisan group of lawmakers says it is time to do something about the problem of sexual assaults in the military.
Last year, there were some 26,000 cases. This cannot stand. And I am confident that working together, we can solve this problem.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine, among those calling for reforming the code of military justice, starting with the way cases are reported and trying them in criminal
matters.
President Obama's focus on national security issues today. He will outline the new threat to the National Defense University, the White House, and the Executive Council on the new presidential policy guidance on Wednesday. He won't trust. It isn't clear what in the guise of the president will outline in the report. The housing market may come back. Home apartments in new home sales soared last month to their second highest level since 2008. Economist Robert Zanks says we're only about halfway there, though.
It's going to be a multi-year recovery. It'll be 2015 when we get back to the 800,000 or 900,000 units that we should be seeing. That would be a more normal market.
And I've got not just the dog in the neighborhood, McStanley, the collie mix.
Any of the rest of the dogs, the slab.
We meet the same people every day. People comment about the black coat again. Stuff we always know the mob. We meet so
there's a different sort of time to work heading to the other dogs.
It's not that the little hair is short. It doesn't play nice. It's a tiny doll. I tell them about
95-CINO-DIC-8-5-9-4-2-8-1-1. That's cool.
You're thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Everybody, this is Jeff in the air chair here on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, here to talk to you about what's on your mind and what's on my mind as well, and we'll share a little bit of those things here and there. How you doing out there? It's Thursday, it's Friday Eve, and we're here to bring up the things that we're going to get ready to go out to the weekend with tomorrow, so give me a call here, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229, and we'll talk about it. I want to bring your attention here as we broadcast here on live. Let me not forget the call letters of the station which we're on. WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, 600 WSOM on your iHeartRadio, and Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on the web at Blog Talk Radio. You can find us there and you can listen in, and then you can, if you make up a little, sign up, we'll get you in there. And you don't have to sign up for a pay account. You can sign up for an account that's going to, allow you to get in and move around. And then one day you might want to do your own show. So, yeah, you just might want to do that. So we'll see what happens, and get people to talking about what's going on, because it's crazy out here. It's crazy. Did you hear about what just happened up in over in Europe, where the two Muslims attacked a British soldier and hacked him to death with meat cleavers? Now, here it is. Something is going on that I don't understand. Hold on. That I don't understand. And that I'm not so sure that people are grasping, because we're sitting here not realizing that there's only one religion in the world. A facet of that religion is acting crazy. And we're not wanting to call it by name because it might offend somebody. Now, I have some good friends throughout Youngstown that are Arabic people, both Muslim and Christian. They're some of the best people in the world. They've been friends to me, and I hate that they would be recognized as being privy to something like what just happened yesterday in Europe with the hacking of the soldier there. Now, I want you to listen and think about that and give me a call here a little bit later, because right now I'm going to get ready to change gears for a minute because I had a guest and nobody told me I had a guest today. But that's okay, because we can handle that thing here. This is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and we handle it all. We do whatever we have to do, and as they say in the hood, and we make it do what it do. And so we're going to change our focus right now. And I just want you, though, to keep that in mind, what we just talked about, what just happened over in Europe. And one good thing is that they said right away that this was an act of terrorism. Well, I guess it was. The guys didn't go anywhere. They stayed right there until the police came. In the United States, we had a triple murder that had been done that was connected to the Tsarnaev brothers that did the bombing up in Boston at the Boston Relay. And guess what? The Tsarnaev brothers came, and guess one of the guys was involved in triple murder. And they said that he went crazy on them in the room, in the interrogation room. And let me give you this one. They were in an interrogation room, which means he was brought into custody. Now, if he was taken into custody, guess what? He couldn't have the knife on him that they said was pulled, which made them shoot him. Now, they shot the man, and they said he was just wounded. He was taken to the hospital. Now they're reporting he's dead. There's something going on, and it doesn't smell good, but we're not going to stay there. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
And we're back here once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. It's Jeff in the air chair. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. But right now we're going to talk about what's on the community's mind here in the Youngstown, Ohio area. I have Pastor Crum with me today. Your first name again?
Kevin.
Kevin Crum. Yeah. And he's here to talk about the you give the name of the credit union and everything now.
Community of Faith Credit Union.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Community of Faith Credit Union here in the Youngstown, Ohio area is a credit union, a community effort by people of faith. It was birthed in the minority community, but it doesn't just necessarily encompass the minority community.
Right.
It's about the community, period, because many of the banks here, there's very few that are locally owned, and you might need to have somewhere to put your money that knows you and knows who you are, so that when you come in there and you have a issue, you need a little help, well, they can be there as a witness to who you are and how stable you are, because if somebody's known you for 30 years and known you to be stable, you're more likely to be trusted, I think. But, Pastor, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you came out today for.
Thank you for having us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly am so blessed to be a part of a community of believers that are pressing forward with starting this credit union in our community.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably been one other minority credit union that was started over the past 20-plus years. This is an opportunity for the citizens of Youngstown to be instrumental in starting something that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to our community. We're meeting every week, and we have the legwork has already been made. Matter of fact, there was a couple trips made to the Commerce Department, the Division of Financial Institutions, and they were satisfied that we had all the preliminary requirements done except for the business plan, which is in progress right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Ohio Credit Union League, is in conjunction with the Division of Financial Institutions, is helping us secure chartering by securing back office support from existing credit unions, giving us access to the only person in the last 24 years that have been successfully completed and actuated a credit union, a business plan. And then they're challenging us at this time to raise $150,000. And this is the good thing about it. The good news is that they will give us $1,500,000 if we will raise $150,000, just 10% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is in place, has been done. And we're reaching out to all of our churches for starters, asking them to give $1,000, or if they can't give $1,000, to give what they can. But that is our goal, that if we can reach all of our churches in our community to give at least $1,000. And then there are some individuals and maybe some business owners who will also pitch in to help us to meet this $150,000 goal. And I'm very excited about it, because it's very possible we can do this. And it's going to be a blessing to our community. There are so many people that have went to banks and have been turned down for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity for us to help people, not only just to get a loan, but to teach them and train them on how to be financially accountable and responsible.
Absolutely.
And that's one of our main goals, too, is to teach our people how to handle finances.
Sure.
Which most of us, you know, in our generation didn't have access to, or parents that were teaching us how to handle money. And so we had to start from scratch. And so this next generation ought not to have that same problem. And so that's part of our goals, and we're excited about that. And this 21st century, we have a responsibility to step up instead of always asking others to do something for us.
Absolutely.
But to do something for ourselves.
Absolutely. And this is, like I said, this is originating inside the city of Youngstown, but it is not relegated to just being in the city of Youngstown.
Right.
It is as wide as whoever would like to participate.
That's right.
If we can raise this money, $150,000, do we have a deadline date for that money right now?
The deadline date that we're looking at, I believe, is August, or one day in August. And what we're going to be doing is, matter of fact, we're meeting this afternoon. We're going to be giving out a date where we will be calling the community together for a meeting to, and not just to inform, but also to inspire those to give, and the deadline that we're trying to meet. Because, you know, if we don't set deadlines, people have a tendency to just put it off. Yeah, over and over again. But let me say, first of all, too, I certainly want to mention some of the spearhead people who have been so instrumental, like Pastor McNeil. He has been a hard working man and brother in Christ, and
mm-hmm.
and many different people, Macklin and Pastor Macklin and Hurd and
right.
Pastor Simon at New Bethel, and many others have been so instrumental. Gwendolyn Fish and others. Ron Miller, others have been so instrumental in meeting weekly and every other week to try to keep pushing this ball down the road.
Right, right. Well, I can vouch for all of those people because I know them well. But one in particular, that Pastor Hurd, he might be a little bit related to me. I got to give him. I really know him, so. But that's my cuz, so that's all right.
Yeah.
But these are good people, and give a number out that people can get in touch with you, an address. If we can get people to get behind this effort, we can create another outlet and source and resource for the people of the city of Youngstown that could help this place be a much better place. Even though we have good people in leadership around, we have a good city council, you know, and they're doing some great things around here and getting some balls moving. The mayor is doing a good job, but we're going to change mayors, and so we're going to be dealing with that. And I'm sure, out of all the people I know that are running, I don't see anybody that I would say, oh, man, I don't want that person. No. Youngstown is now one good thing is they have a lot of good people that are in the forefront.
Right.
And I think that's going to bode well for the city. But go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Henry McNeil, Pastor Henry McNeil, the phone number 330-376-6066. Again, McNeil number 330-376-6066. And also Pastor Kenny Simon, 330-747-4452. Again, that's 330-747-4452. And of course, you can reach me anytime at my church as well, New mm-hmm. Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
and we can direct you to where you need to be.
My dad's old church when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
Years ago. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got a call on the line. South Carolina, you got something to say to the gentleman from the credit union here?
Oh, no. They're still trying to raise that capital.
Well, yeah, it takes a little while to raise capital, so we're going to keep promoting it and pushing it until we get over this hump and get this done. How far along are we right now? Because I know we just started not too long ago.
Right. Like I said, the goal is $150,000. I don't know. We may be somewhere in the 10-plus range at this time. And I think next month we're going to have another push. And then August is the final push for all the money to be collected at that time. And I'm trusting and believing that God's going to bless in a mighty way.
Well, amen. I certainly hope so. And we're going to be looking forward to it and promoting it wherever I promote it whenever I get in discussions, of course. Look, if you want to really, if you're concerned about your community, then get behind it and put some money into it.
Yes.
You know, you can't just let others put stuff into it all the time. You have to be one of those that's going to be, you know, be a ball pusher. You're going to have to make things happen.
That's right.
You know, and I really, really can't stand when we sit back and we just, well, I'm going to just wait, you know. No, you can't just wait this time.
Yes, yes.
You can't just wait.
Yes.
So anyway, we want to commend the Community of Faith Credit Union, and we want to most certainly give them their props in what they're trying to do. And people, get out and support this effort. It is a great effort. We need to get this thing going for the community. We have a small community here, but it is large in need. And so, therefore, if you make your resources larger, you'll be able to meet those needs.
Yes.
So I support this 1,000%. And anyway, I'm very glad that the pastor is here today to talk about it. Now, one other thing is I want to say is once this thing gets up and going, wait a minute, I'm going to give a local caller. Local caller, you are on the air.
Hey, afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, sir.
Pastor Crum.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Crum.
Yes, sir.
Dorothy Crum's little brother?
That's right.
Okay.
Now they got to call you out when they call in. You...
I remember you, man. I grew up on Liberty.
Okay, yeah, Fairfax. Yeah, around the corner from Fairfax.
Okay.
Yeah, we lived on Fairfax growing up.
I remember you. How's Dorothy?
She's doing good, doing great. And who's the caller? Who's the caller again?
My name is Kevin Ashmore.
Ashmore, okay, yeah.
I was there with Bobby Charity.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a substantial amount of money donation.
Okay.
Where does my money go? In the bank or what?
Okay, yes, right. We have an account already set up and opened. And like I said, just make that check out to Community of Faith Credit Union.
But I'm saying, is this a donation or still my money? What would it be?
Oh, yeah, this would be a donation. This would be a no donation because this is the startup money. And
they give me a seat on the board.
They give you a seat on the board?
Keep laughing. I'm serious.
Well, you know what? You be very prayerful, and if you get involved and come to the meetings, present you some credentials, I'm sure they would certainly take that into consideration. Absolutely.
Reserve parking, all that. Where are you going to be at?
Well, we're meeting today at New Bethel.
No, I'm talking about the credit union.
It's going to be right in the heart of Youngstown. Right in the heart of Youngstown. Let me read this mission, our mission statement again, too.
Excellent.
Our mission statement, the Community of Faith Credit Union is a faith-based, member-owned, cooperative, non-profit financial institution providing faith community steward banking services, which encourage savings, debt elimination, and the wise use of credit. Community of Faith is a unique credit union dedicated to the ability of our members to manage and control their economic and social well-being while maintaining the strength of a mutually beneficial organization. Among financial organizations, Community of Faith Credit Union serves as a local community resource with deep and abiding moral and ethical values. And so we're projecting great success with this, and we're looking forward to people getting involved in this. And again, all of this is, of course, we have to have strict guidelines to abide by, and so we have some great people that's coming on board. So I hope that you'll be part of that part of the team.
Okay, where did you say we're going to be a meeting again?
We're meeting at New Bethel in an hour, just in 1 hour.
Ooh, I can't do it today.
Actually, 30 minutes.
Well,
when would you have a next meeting?
If you leave a phone number, we're glad to get back with you. I'll bring you up to date on that.
And what,
okay.
Yeah, what you can do is you can call.
Yes, sir. You can call 330-376-6066 or Pastor Simon 330-747.
I call McNeil.
Okay, then.
Okay, all right. Good deal.
Very good. You
got good to hear from you, man. Last time I seen you, you was a little boy, man. I heard you passing down there.
Yes, sir. I see him a little boy. I'm still a little boy in heart.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yep.
Thank you for calling.
All right,
partner. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Good to know. You didn't know you grew up around Fairfax. No, the Wick Falls then.
Oh, the Wick Falls, the Charity,
that's
the Clardy.
Yeah, those are my cousins.
Oh, the Wick Falls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
Tracy. And,
Trace. Ron. Ron was just here. He came in last week for Mother's Day.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
oh, yeah.
Well, it's a small world, but
it is a small
world. I wouldn't want to sweep it. That's what
I know. I got to use that. Thank you.
James Lloyd. I stole that from James Lloyd from Pieces of a Tree.
Oh, Lord have mercy, boy.
He said that and I was rolling, man. Nobody else got it. I was rolling.
Let me get a plug in for my church.
Do your thing, man.
On the second Sunday coming in June, we're having our 95th church anniversary.
Wow.
And we're excited about that. Pastor Larry McCullough of the World Fellowship Church
right.
is going to be our guest and that evening at 2:30. And we're looking forward to a beautiful fellowship, celebrating 95 years, and just thank God to be part of the legacy. Pastor Joe Bankston was my pastor. And loved him to death, who served 33 years, licensed me, ordained me, and blessed me in so many ways. When I was gone for 23 years, he had me back every other year to do a revival at the church. And,
amen.
Yeah, that was truly my father in ministry. I love him to death. Yes.
Pastor Bankston, great man of God.
Yes.
And here's the thing, too. My father, before he went to Germany during World War II.
Okay.
Was went to that church just before he left and was prayed for. But he did attend that church because he lived down on Andrews.
Yeah.
Way back in those days, which is a long, long time, of course. Wow. But, there's a lot of history there.
Big, yes, sir.
A lot
yes,
of history.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And a great, great church. And anybody that would like to get involved with that, please make sure you look up New Hope Baptist Church down there on
Albert Street
in Youngstown. And they will accommodate you to come down there and see what God can do with people that really want to serve him and really want to do some things for the communities.
Yes, sir.
Because you have some strong people that have been there.
Yeah.
A lot of older ones are dying out, but you still have a lot of good crop coming up.
That's right. Yeah, just buried Mother Bird, Helen Bird.
Yeah.
Amen. That's which is Mother Jennings' sister.
Right.
Yes. And all my older sisters' mothers are dying in their 90s. They live a long time.
Long time.
Yes.
Good
yes.
life.
Yes. Yes.
Good living, good
Praise.
Life.
That's right. Good living, good life. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I thank you.
No problem, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, you can hang out and talk to the fellas, whatever you want, but you told me you had
I'm going to rush on to this meeting at 1 o'clock and show my faith.
All right, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully see you soon.
Absolutely.
God
you
bless
will
you.
Do that. And we'll talk. Come on back in any time.
Okay.
If you just are like in the area.
Yes.
And want to come
okay.
on in.
All right.
We don't mind that. We used to take people off the street when we were downtown, so it's all
yeah,
good.
Sure did. Sure
yes,
did.
Yes, sir.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you.
And tell my dear sister, Tracy, I said, miss her today.
I sure will. She's at her church convocation, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Hey, God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor Crum. And that was Pastor Crum, of course, from the Community of Faith Credit Union here in Youngstown, Ohio. And once again, please get involved in that situation if you can and help them make that goal so that we'll have another resource. Because if we put a little bit, if you put a little bit in, you're going to get $1.5 million for a $150,000 investment. Who's to say that that won't come back and help you somewhere, or help you or yours somewhere in this community? Thank you, and we're going to be right back. I'm going to do one commercial, and we're going to be right back.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meets our USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch. The very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Once again, a little bit of Roger Troutman and Zach, Ohio's own, Dayton, Ohio. Roger, we'll bounce it out from way back when. Who remembers that song that's in the chat room? You guys remember that song? I don't know. They're not saying it. Who remembers it? No, you don't remember. You're too young, man. Look at you. You can't stay on the phone 1 minute and your phone ringing and stuff like that. You're too busy, man. See? Roger Troutman is out. I see I got the mayoral candidate on the line and Covina Man and some other people, computer web guy and a few other folks. We appreciate seeing you guys out there. And if you got something to say, you know how to do it. You can either put it in the chat room or you can go ahead and give us a call here at 330-781-9600 on the local line or on the unlimited access lines 1-347-945-5229. We leave you on the line most of the time because we're like a round table. You might hear something that you really wanted to say, and if you had your time to speak, I want to get back and say something, you know, and then you can't get back in because they only allow you to call in one time. We're not like that. We got a round table going on. We try to solve things and get those ideas out. So anyway, go ahead, South Carolina. Did you hear what I was talking about earlier when I started talking?
No, I wasn't on the line then.
I was talking about the...
But I tell you what, though, on grounds, I'm gonna plead the fifth on grounds that I may incriminate myself.
Yeah, did you see that yesterday?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is that the one that's supposed to be heading up the IRS in the for Obamacare?
Obamacare. There ain't no way that woman should be heading up nothing.
No. She should be fired right now. She pled the fifth after she twice came before this committee and gave testimony, and she knows she lied, so therefore she cannot come back and now tell the truth or whatever. This is really bothering me, and everybody in the country should be upset about this. I don't know why we don't have every talk show in the world burning up with this one, but I think we've had so many scandals from this organization that I think people are just, like, burn out on it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
They're scratching their heads. I mean,
can you get to this?
This is good old-fashioned Chicago politics, man.
Man, this is like craziness to me. Everything, nobody knows. But he's such a great leader. This is crazy. but, you know... Somebody asked me this morning, so you think Romney would be better than Obama? I said, yes, absolutely. Romney would know what was going on in Benghazi. Romney would know what was going on in the other. Now, I wasn't a big Romney supporter because I thought he was very similar to, Obama in ideology and some things. But, however, let me put it like this. I know that he's a better manager, period, And I think that we would be fiscally sound without having to play false games to get there. Or at least we'd be on a road to being fiscally sound, let me say, without having to play the games to get there. Understand that a man that's made a couple $1 billion across the world has dealt with politics in other countries as well and understands the lay of the land. We had an ideological person put in office, and he's not a stupid man. I'm not saying that at all. He's not stupid. He's an intelligent man, but he's just an ideologue. And when you have people that are ideologues, you have people that will put their ideology before they'll put it before people. Look what's getting ready to happen with health care. A drug that I got for $10 I got this drug for the past 5 years, 6 years. Guess when I went to pick up my medication yesterday, what they said? Sir, it'll be $60. I said, for what? Well, it'll be $60 for this because of this drug. I said, you mean the health care law? And they said, well, yes, I'm sorry to say, it's costing.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
Yeah, whatever. It's costing us. Doug, it's costing us. But what can you say?
Wow.
So what's new, Sal? Tell me something good, other than you plead the fifth. What can you talk about?
That's all I can say, man. I'm just pleading the fifth.
I am
because
too.
This is crazy.
Right?
This is really crazy. I'm hearing everything from, of course, Brother Al is out there just tooting his horn and letting everybody know that this is a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt. They want to put Obama. They don't want Obama in there because he's a black man. And I'm no, I can't take Al. I'm just sick of Al, you know, because he won't go and help the people that are really, really, suffering as a result of racism. He goes after the situations that are not really racism and blows them up because it has a political vent. And then he gets a ticket. But they say he's like $200,000+ in debt to the IRS.
Oh,
so
yeah. That, and he still owes some folks for some property that that he never took care of, and I don't know. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is ridiculous how your buddies can get away with stuff, and you know your enemies can't. When it's supposed to be an even playing field, but it's only even when it comes to them.
Well, we saw. Now, is anybody but me seeing what was the big thing about the Bush presidency from the very beginning that he was there? What did they say that he did?
That he stole the election.
Stole the election. Now, he stole the election by Florida. Now, tell me that you're not stealing an election when you use the IRS to stop your opposition from organizing.
That is a 100. That's what. That's the Chicago politics, man.
But is that stealing the election?
Stealing an election, big time.
Thank you.
Big time stealing an election.
So now we have the president. He's not going to say he had anything to do with it. He's going to talk about how, we didn't know this was going on. You know it's not true, because the IRS, nobody is going to put their job in jeopardy with something real by reason of, you know, you just don't know about it. Well, I'm going to help the president out. I'm going to hold all these people back. Well, somebody up high did it because you had a whole unit that felt no problem doing it, which means they were given permission to do it because they were able to get it done without a single person complaining.
Yep.
Inside,
you know,
that is.
There is such a thing as, you know, one of the classes that I took, you know, when I was getting my master's, is business ethics. And one time we had a discussion about it, and we have basically come to the conclusion that in the absence of an ethics policy, most of the time the lowest common denominator will be your benchmark, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about the United States government, the lowest common denominator doesn't exist, because you can have a high ethical standard in, say, the Department of Interior, and a very low ethical standard in, say, the Department of Justice. So
right.
What you've got is no matter how, I mean, you know, your weakest, the chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So you've got a corrupt government now.
Boy, oh boy. You know, I saw a poll that just flabbergasted me yesterday. They had a poll when they asked, do you think that there's any cover-up on the Benghazi matter and on the IRS matter? 60% of the people said that the administration was covering it up. 28%. Yeah, 6-0. 60. But 28% said, no, they're open and they're being open. And what did he say his administration was going to be? It was going to be out in the open. Everything was going to be above board. 28% said that that's what was being going on. Tell me who those 20%, 28% are. I'd like to know.
Those are the ones that two months later. You said that I wouldn't get pregnant. Okay.
Oh, I had a question like that. Now, I don't know if you saw my question that I put out there, because I put it out because I want to bring it on the radio, and I may do that after 1 o'clock. It's a reproductive rights question, and I think that I have good legal ground to change child support in America. And if we could change child support in America, we could also change welfare in America, because then, you know, there would be more people choosing that have a right to choose other than just a woman who has a right to get an abortion or not to get an abortion. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour if nobody wants to talk about, you know, the lady pleading the Fifth and the IRS. Anybody, listen to me. Listen to me. All of you guys that don't agree with me because I'm on the right, okay? Because I'm on the right, I understand you not agreeing with me, and that's fine. I want to hear you disagree with me, and I want to hear your reasons, because I want to know whether I'm wrong myself. Whether I'm reading something wrong. If I'm wrong, I want to know. I respect you. But here's the thing. Now, who in the world would want the IRS after them? That's what I'm asking you. Why would you want the IRS coming after you? Now, what makes you think that if we get a Republican in office that doesn't have some scruples, that he wouldn't use the IRS against some of, let me do a thing, some of you people? Let's put it like that. What makes you think that, people? You should be irate about this. The IRS is the single most powerful organization other than the U.S. military. CIA and all of that stuff, of course, but I'm talking about that has directly to do with your life. If they can do that to your life, to my life, because I'm on the right and I oppose not the government, I oppose who's running the government. And that's a difference. That's a huge difference. I oppose who's running the government and the way they are running it, because it is not what the founders wanted. Not because I just don't like this person or the color of their skin, because that would be stupid, because my skin is the same color. I want to tell you that you should be losing your mind about this and calling your representatives and saying, if they do it to them, they could do it to us. The government was never meant to be this overbearing over the people.
When you've got an organization that has an instant subpoena power, they don't have to go through no police. They don't have to go through anything. All they have to do is says, we want you to bring this information to us immediately. What are you going to do? Bring it to them immediately.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they just can seize your property.
It. They can do anything to you they want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where are we at, people? 330-781-9600. 1-347-945-5229. Tell me you're okay with this, then. Tell me you just think there's nothing to it. This is just, you know, people talking. Local caller, you're on the air.
All right, Douglas. How you doing?
Good, bro.
Hey, man, Ronnie Weeks, your cousin?
Absolutely.
You owe me $20, man. You're going to straighten your
hands. I'll call him and tell him, man.
No, man, I've been calling Texas for 10 years.
He ain't there no more. That's why you missed him.
No, I'll mess with
you. Yeah.
I grew up with all those cats. Hey, man, that ain't number Washington politics, man.
You think now you smarter than this one, man. You got to be. You got to be.
That's what I say about you.
No, but listen to me. The IRS has never been implicated like this.
Okay.
And if I'm wrong, somebody call me and tell me. I'll accept it. I'll apologize on the air.
I'm gonna ask you in South Carolina one question.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all upset about Benghazi?
Oh yeah, very much so.
What's the ambassador's name, and where was he from?
It doesn't matter.
No, that's not a good answer.
Well, I know what you're saying. I don't remember his name directly right now. It doesn't matter.
His name was Stevens. I'm with him, man. That just doesn't keep the president busy, man.
His name was Stevens. He's Ambassador Stevens. I don't know where he's from.
I tell you what, if you're so concerned about Benghazi, how come you weren't concerned about Marines and Army men being getting shot at in Korea?
Because they signed. No, they signed up to do that. The ambassador is not
paid for that. No. Let me finish your sentence. That ambassador paid for that job. He wanted Belize or Norway.
Okay.
All we got left is Benghazi. You want that?
Well, he could speak Arabic is one reason why he was there, and and he was familiar.
He paid for those jobs. We agree for that, right?
He also begged for them to put more security where he was because he said it's getting dangerous.
And that was I'm gonna tell you what happened from my military experience. Mm-hmm. That was a covert operation. They can't answer questions. That's one of them deals just like in Mission Impossible. If you get caught, we don't know you. That's the deal going in. Come on now, this
well,
South Carolina
then
always.
Then why didn't they move him out of there for 9/11? You see, too many
I can't
things.
Answer all these questions.
Well, I know you can, but you have to kind of think this thing through. And the thing is there's no way that this should have happened.
It was something happening that they can't talk about and it went bad. They had such a, I can tell you this, they had such a small force that they weren't trying to bring no attention to themselves.
Yeah, what about this? Hey,
well,
Jeff.
Yeah.
There's a nationally syndicated radio host that seems to think that they were running guns.
Yeah,
they might have been.
To Muslim extremists.
They might have been. We was friends with Bin Laden one time. Come on, I don't forget.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though, bro. When we were friends with Bin Laden, we brought him here and we trained him.
Everybody in bed with everybody. That's why I'm not a Democrat or
I'm with you on that, believe you me, because, like I said, if I see the Republicans getting crazy with the, you know, with the gay rights and all this other stuff that they're trying to purport, and really I'm not with this immigration the way that they want to do it, you know. However, I, like I said, I'm mixed on this because I don't think a single pilgrim had a green card.
Because I don't agree with President Obama on everything he said.
I'm sure. I understand.
He was the better of two evils. I doubt you would vote for Romney.
I'm gonna just say this. I will not say that one.
this is politics to keep him busy, just like they did Clinton with Monica Lewinsky.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Listen, he just stole the election, the second election. There's no way he should have won. Here's what I'm saying. Bush didn't steal the election, but this man really did. You cannot use the government to thwart your opposition. And that's what he did. That's treason. Actually, that's an offense for him not upholding the Constitution.
Bush,
he should be taken out of office and put in prison.
We can do this all day, tit for tat. You say that?
No, we're talking about legalities here. We're not talking about.
I can bring up Vice President Dick Cheney.
And what did Dick Cheney do? Nothing like this.
But what I'm saying is they all the same. This is meaningless. Just like Hillary. Mm-hmm. Hillary had a point. What difference does it make?
It makes a lot of difference because you let it happen, Hillary. Missed 3 o'clock in the morning call.
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference. And really making me mad.
It makes a huge difference. Now, see, South Carolina always hollering here, Marine. What's he doing, Marine?
Excuse me?
What did you do? What was your MOS?
I was a 7234, air control electronics. I had a collateral MOS of 02211, which is an intelligence clerk. Okay.
So then you never saw combat. Went out and did that.
Yeah, I went out and did something.
That's what I'm saying. You would know, man. That was a covert operation. Went bad, and they can't tell it. So that's why they got to come up with all these different stories. I didn't say they were the smartest people in the world. But there's certain things you can't tell.
Here's the problem. If it is a covert operation, tell it. Tell everyone it's a covert operation. No problem.
But then you know what, man? I was in the first unit in Europe that got the M1 tank. Every time that tank went somewhere, they told it. And you know what? This was in the late 80s when they were blowing up everything. It used to piss me off. the newspapers knew where I was going before I did. And I was in that club in Berlin the weekend before they blew it up.
Wow.
You feel me now?
Oh, I feel you.
I feel you. And there's some things that went on in 83 and 84 that I had first hand account on.
Here's what's going on, my friend, is that you have the most inept group of guys running the country since the last inept president, which was Jimmy Carter. In fact, Jimmy Carter is celebrating now. He's going to have a big barbecue this weekend on this thing because he is nowhere near the worst president anymore. He has been totally eclipsed by this presidency.
You up against the clock. Let me give you one before you go by Logan.
Gotta go. Gotta go, man. Hold on or call back right after the top of the break. We'll be back.
The Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The first of the funerals for the 24 victims of this week's tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, is being held today. 9-year-old Antonio Candelaria was one of the 7 children killed when the twister flattened their elementary school on Monday. The cleanup is also continuing, but Mother Nature isn't helping.
A line of intense thunderstorms rolling through has turned the sky a scary orange. There's apparently no tornado threat, but the heavy downpours will make for a messy cleanup today as the first of 24 funerals is held here.
ABC Steve in Portnoy in Mora. A bipartisan group of lawmakers coming together on new legislation to prevent sexual assaults in the military. Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsonga says it puts the victims first.
The legislative efforts that we've engaged in are our way to fight back and put these victims or those who feel threatened on firmer footing so that they are willing to bring charges forward and have the support of the system to do so.
A major change would be trying the cases in criminal, not military courts. The Boy Scouts may be prepared for a big change.
The current no-gays membership policy resulted in the expulsion of Pascal Tessier, who was working toward Eagle Scout when he was asked to leave.
If anything, it only motivated me.
Even the most ardent supporters of the ban, like John Sines, acknowledge that there are gay Scouts.
They're discreet, they're appropriate.
And he says that's how he wants it to stay. 1,400 BSA leaders from around the country are here to vote on the matter today. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Grapevine, Texas.
New home sales rose last month to the second highest level since the summer of 2008. Economist Robert Denk with the National Association of Home Builders says it's a good start.
The numbers that we've seen, 454,000 units, those are good numbers compared to where we've been, but they're actually about half of where we're really headed.
Record low mortgages encouraging more people to buy. This is ABC News.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
A Cleveland man who helped rescue 3 women from the home next door is getting a reward.
I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts.
And what did Charles Ramsey do?
So here I come with my, you know, half-eaten Big Mac.
And while still holding it, asked a man to bury.
What's up? And she's like, I've been trapped in here.
He then helped her break open the door so that she, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight could escape from his neighbor's house where they'd been held captive for around a decade. Now a dozen eateries in his hometown are paying homage to the hamburger-munching hero. They promised Ramsey free burgers for life. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News. A tour company in New York has decided to stop its ghetto bus tours of the Bronx. Real Bronx tours would pass food pantry lines, a housing project, and a park the company described as a pickpocket hangout, all from what it said was a safe distance. Residents say the tours only perpetuate a stereotype. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhance Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancepttfree. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, Ford offers 7 models with an EPA estimated rating of 40 miles per gallon highway or better. Get 0% financing for 60 months on best-selling models.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will
will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And quit calling me Tracy. The number here is 330-781-9600. We had a gentleman on just before we stopped here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio and on Blog Talk Radio on the net at Tracy and Friends. You can find us all of those places, and we hope that you would kick it back into high gear here and give me a call here and let me know what you're thinking about Benghazi, the IRS scandal, the SEAL Team 6 scandal, what else scandal do we have going on? We have another scandal, and I'm messing it up. But we said Benghazi.
I know nothing.
Well, we only got three scandals, and I know there's more than three, and I'm trying to remember.
That's all we got here. But I saw something very, very...
No. This is the one we got. We got the two missing insurgents that got away somewhere from the State Department. They got away. So we have that scandal as well. No, there's four or five scandals going on.
That's not the two guys that are over there in England that chopped up the soldier, did it? Are they?
No, but did you see the guy? This is what's so crazy. These guys have lost it. They have really lost it. Sitting up here with this one guy in custody that was with the Tsarnaev brothers that were, I think he was a Tsarnaev as well, and here it is. He's in custody here in the United States. They supposedly are interrogating him. This is how they report it. In the interrogation room, he flips out about a triple murder that the Tsarnaevs were being looked at for, as well as some people around him, and he was one of the people. So now they're interrogating him. He supposedly jumps out, pulls out a knife.
and they shoot him.
Now, thank you.
Where were they at? Were they inside police headquarters?
The police headquarters must have been in L.A.
I mean,
or in Compton or something like that. I don't know. How the heck are you going to have a knife? They already got him in for questioning. They take everything you got out off your body, including your dreams. Come on, that's the most foolish thing I ever heard. But wait a minute, Sal. Go ahead, local caller. You want
to? Let me make my last 2 points.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, American public ain't stupid as everybody thinks.
No.
Dirty politics, again, that's gonna go back in their face. Why?
I'm going to tell you just like this. Ain't nobody playing no dirty politics here.
Man, that's nonsense.
Nonsense. I wish you was on Facebook. Because
let him do his thing, and if he ain't no good, get the man out of
office. It's too late. He ain't no good, and we already put him in the second term because he kept his opposition from being able to form against him. So no,
starting early to get the man out of office.
Well, that's a good point. I hate to say it, but I'm with him on that, my friend.
They had somebody passing out counterfeit $100 bills
all around Youngstown.
Yeah, basically out of Cornersburg and Boardman.
Yep.
Yep. About, what did they say? About $50,000 worth.
Yeah, they had quite a bit.
That was a white crime. I ain't got to be politically correct.
Oh, I'm with you.
Because if I say one $100 bill to Boardman, they don't check it. They color with it with their pen.
Well, no, they say it passed the pen test. These guys were good wherever they were. But man, you gotta call me back on the other line. You know how you got long distance. Too late. Now my other caller dropped off. I can't answer two at a time. Anyway, that's okay. Other caller, you were trying to get in on the local line 330-781-9600. That's right, the AP. The AP scandal,
AP
man.
AP and Fox.
Yeah, well, that's all the same because that's news. That's news, and they charged the guy with something that's not even a crime.
Yep.
That's what's getting me, and they're getting away with it. Just like the guy that did the little video that they blamed Benghazi on, they put his behind in jail. And
He's out now.
Yeah. Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Yeah,
good
out.
Deal. Good deal. Then that's okay because that's fair. He had no business being in there in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They hadn't let him out.
That's just like the black man that that was in jail because Clinton's mama made a mistake and let a patient die that got hit in the head. They went and got the black guy who threw the bottle back that this car full of people threw at him. Do you remember that story?
Yeah,
during the Clinton administration. Anyway, local call, 330-781-9600. Give me a call. The Clinton administration, they had a black man that was in jail. And I don't know what they were getting ready to do, but something was getting ready to happen that could have hurt Clinton from getting elected. So they let this man out of jail. But he wasn't in jail for nothing but a mistake his own mama had made in the hospital. And that was, there's a black man riding down the street, a convertible filled with a bunch of white guys and girls, threw a bottle at him, an empty bottle. Now, he picked the bottle up and threw it back at them. It bonked this girl in the head, and she had to be taken to the hospital. So when she went to the hospital, she had to have stitches put in or something, and when you get a head injury, they can't do stuff to you right away. They can't put you to sleep. They have to see what's going on first. Well, Clinton's mother put the girl to sleep for something or gave her a sedative, whatever she gave her. She should not have given her, and the girl died. So they charged this guy with murder instead of charging Clinton's mama because he was the governor at the time. See, so the crookedness goes everywhere, and I'm sorry, I don't see it on all sides all the time. I do see some dirty people everywhere, believe you me. But by and large, Nixon was our last guy. Local caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
Jeff, will Dee be on air or you don't
know? I don't have the faintest idea.
Oh. And you don't even know if she's on the air. I heard it the other day.
What does that got to do with what I'm talking about?
Well, you're talking about an incident that happened in the Clinton administration while he was governor. You were saying that someone threw a ball at this young black man.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned around and he hit her. He hit a young white
man. He threw it back at the car that threw it at him.
Maybe he shouldn't have done that.
Why shouldn't he?
Well, I mean, that wasn't a wise thing for him to do.
It might not have been an expedient thing for him to do.
I mean, true.
Hey, Steve, what happened was, you know, he saw them when they sent the bottle, when they threw the bottle at him. He thought they'd drop it, so he threw it back at him. Hey, you missed, you left your bottle. He was just returning it. That's all.
That's it. That's all it was.
That was a deposit, you know what I'm saying?
Even though, I mean, even though he did something like that, that probably
Steve,
wasn't a wise thing.
Steve, you're in Arkansas. You're in Arkansas, in the South. A bunch
of
white kids
are following right now. He's in prison, isn't he? For, I mean, is he still in prison or?
No, he's out. He got out while Clinton, just before Clinton got elected. Now, why do you think that happened?
Hey, I don't know, Jeff. I really don't. I mean,
that doesn't tell you that there might have been something wrong about that.
Well. It could have been, and I mean, in some way, I'm glad that the young man got out. I feel bad about the young woman. Perhaps, that person should have never threw that ball at her, and then that incident would have never happened.
So they should have thrown the bottle at him, but he should not have thrown it back at them.
I mean, you know, the thing about it, if it's a case of self-defense, and if he's proven that, you know, that they, if he's trying to protect himself, then I don't see any harm in that.
Well, the thing was is...
I mean, I realize, Jeff, that, you know, a lot of times it's not totally equal justice when it comes down to you and I understand that at times, because in the past, there wasn't. I believe we do have some justice and we do have some rights on our side. Is it totally equal? No. I guess it probably never will be until the good Lord brings about equality for us. But
well, you're going a whole long way around about saying these things, but it doesn't matter. The thing is Clinton's mother gave her the drug that killed her. It wasn't getting hit in the head that killed her. But he was held responsible for it as a result to cover up what Clinton's mother did. So my point is, these are the things you need to look at, and you can't just give people a pass just because they say so, because politicians like to throw rocks and then hold their hands.
Well, I mean, Jeff, I know what you're getting at. You're trying to bring up the situation about our president feeling that he's covered up some type of matter too with the situation with over there in Libya. What is that country called now?
Well, not only that, Steve. Libya, IRS.
He was behind, and he knew into that, even though he said he had nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
So he was trying to simulate about his administration that it's been, you know, Clinton administration has done some shady situation. now because
they stole the election, Steve. They did it because they kept their opposition from forming. Their opposition was out trying to.
The key part about it, Jeff, you know, you said that it's 13 million people who didn't vote. And a lot of them were.
I didn't say that.
There are people who didn't vote. And that's probably why Mitt Romney didn't win.
I could care less. I could care less. My point is that the people that were in opposition to him could not receive monies and spend it on advertising, et cetera, et cetera. The Tea Party people and anybody that was a patriot, anything, anybody that was going to be conservative, they made sure that they did not get their 501 or 401 status, whatever status it is.
Here's the disadvantage it puts on that. If you don't have a 501c4 as a political organization, okay? Any monies that you collect, are taxable income, okay? So therefore, you're going to have to spend $100,000. You're talking 25%, which is, you know, way up there.
So,
I
gotta go, man.
All right, well, call me back. Call me back. Hey, we're gonna be right back. This is in honor of a man on the phone. This is for you. We'll be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680.
We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
You touch a girl, but don't you know you can't hide? No, no, baby. When you give it up, it's only enough to get me by. You're playing a game.
You're playing a game.
It's so plain.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to win.
This is just for Alex.
I'm willing to play.
I ain't calling you up today, Alex, unless you hit that one. I don't care what they say. That's Barry White's little brother. Alex's real name Harry White. That's Barry White's little brother. Okay, we're back again. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. Here talking to you. Oh, and then he called here. He tried to get a hook up again. He think I'm trying to hook him up. And he probably tried to come back here right now. Watch this out. Afternoon, local caller.
Yeah, it's me.
No, I'm not helping you out no more. Steve, let me break it to you like this.
Go ahead.
Diva likes to date white guys.
Oh.
So you know what that means.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you don't want to deal with us brothers.
Us brothers? No, it's just you. I'm not dealing like that. I'm retired.
No. Jeff,
off the market.
I understand it, Diva. I heard what she said. She said that she does not want to date a guy who could be
okay. Whatever.
I know I shouldn't say that, Jeff. I don't want to get myself in no trouble. Man.
Well, man, you can say what you want to. Don't nobody know you or where you live, except me.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. You do, buddy. You do.
Yeah. I know who you are and where you live. What'd you say?
Miss Tracy, she's not here today?
No, she's not here today.
Oh, I see, Jeff. Well, anyway, Jeff, you be cool, man.
Thank you, sir.
Take it easy down there in South Carolina.
Oh, I will.
I tried to hang him up, but he wouldn't go. Get off the phone, Steve. I'm going to be like Tracy. Get off the phone. And then he makes noise when he leaves. Listen to that. Why do people think it's okay? They got these people out here lying on TV. I'm looking at all this new stuff on Fox. They're lying. All of them are lying. Except the one brother from the IRS who's like, you know what? I'm in the middle, man. And I'm telling everything I do know. And this is what I'm telling you. I'm helping you out. Ain't nothing happened. They knew about it. They knew about it a long time ago. We gave reports long time ago in 2011. They knew. So they're lying. That's what he's saying. That's all he's saying. But, nah. Nobody cares.
But ain't nobody listening to him.
Nobody listening. They're listening. I can tell they're listening, but they're not saying anything. And, you know, it gets me. You know, I'm not trying to denigrate just the one thing. I'm happy that a lot of stuff is happening that's keeping certain bits of legislation from happening. Because the more these suckers are preoccupied down there in D.C., the less stuff they can do to us. However, they have to do something to stop the one thing that they did to us when they voted for the bill before they knew what was in it. Because that's the only way we can find out what's in the bill is if we vote for it and pass it, and then we'll know what's in it because it'll open up like a magic genie box. I can't stand that woman, but anyway. Is that the truth?
100%.
That's what I'm talking
100%.
About.
100%. But see, it came with, you know, no refund, no return policy. That's what it sounds like.
Well, but when you organize your opposition or keep your opposition from organizing by using a federal agency, and not only that, the most dreaded federal agency known to man, when you do that, you are violating the Constitution. You are sworn to uphold it. Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that makes people want to become violent. You know what I mean?
And it's gonna get its way. I'm trying to think this. I think that's what he really wants. Because in the Saul Alinsky playbook, they need something to go. They need things to go crazy, so they can come in and control everything with martial law. Then you'd have a however long Obama administration that they would want, because he's not really doing anything. The housing market showed a good signs of increasing last month. Everybody was happy about that. But then with Bernanke and them saying they're going to still keep printing money, Europe went down the tubes. They dropped like, I think like 13% maybe. I'm not sure. I may be reading that incorrectly.
That's supposed to be the currency of the future, though. That's supposed to be the currency of the future, the euro.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to make it.
I don't think it's going to make it either.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make it. I think the United States is going to have the upper hand on that. And with all the oil we got, we can provide oil to a whole lot of people, not just us.
Yeah, and you notice the yen has lost almost half its value against the dollar.
Yeah.
Remember, that used to be a very strong currency.
Exactly. But they're printing so many dollars. They're printing dollars a certain way, and because they're printing the dollars, we're having all of this stock market activity, because the people that have the stock market, that's who's building the houses. And the people in energy. Think about it.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Stockbrokers are, they fat catting it every day. Yippee, yay, keep this going. Unbelievable.
Yep.
But anyway, Sal, they don't want to talk about that, but I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
First of all, why is it that there's only one religion that is blowing people up, hacking them, cutting off their heads, and doing things like that? There's no religion in the world that I know of other than just one. And like I was saying in my dialogue earlier, I have a lot of Arabic friends that I hope are not, and many are Muslim, some are Christians. I wouldn't want them to be caught up in being blamed for the things that some radicals of their religion do, or radical vandalism of the people from where they came from are doing. Because whether you're Muslim or whether you're just from the Middle East, period, you might be an atheist.
You know, it's
supposed
it's
to take 200. Hey, wait! It's supposed to take 270 days to process an application for nonprofit status. 300 groups targeted spent 18 months to 3 years. Oh, there's nothing to it. Nothing to it. There's no political thing here. Go home, people. There's nothing to see here. Nothing.
Wow.
I cannot believe it. I can't believe these people. Anybody could be that gullible as to believe that there was nothing political about this. But I guess, well, I don't know. I'll leave it alone.
He's just going after the black man, man. Why y'all going after the black man? See, Obama can't get. He got too big, man. If we knew he got too big, they'd take him down, man.
Well, the two black guys over in Europe went after one soldier, and they hacked him down.
Yeah,
now,
that's and he was a Serbian soldier.
Yeah, well, he's still white. His skin was white to them. Because they were coal black. And I'm not saying that to be any kind of way. They were very, very dark Nigerian people.
Yep.
And Nigerians are very, very dark. But tell me again. Why is one religion... How do you justify this in any religion? I'm just asking somebody help me. Somebody help me.
You can't do it.
Okay.
Why are you pandering to them? And now see what's happened is in Europe or over in England, they're starting to ask that question, you know? Why should we even bother with it? They need to assimilate into our culture. We don't need to assimilate theirs.
No, that's exactly correct. We're a Christian nation. Yeah, if you go over to any of these countries out here, you will see crescent moons and sickles. Okay, you will see all the things the symbols of Islam. So why in this country, where most of the people in the country are Christian? Why are they allowing it not to be considered? You have to fight to do anything that says you believe in God through Jesus Christ. But if you're a Muslim, they fly one of the flags from your country over some of our cities, as we found out yesterday.
Do what, John?
The Palestinian flag, which nothing wrong with it, but it was flown over one of our cities the other day. You have to look that one up too. Yeah, the stuff gets crazy. It gets crazy, and I'm not understanding. But I'd like to know: are you going to move to New York so you can help vote in Anthony Weiner as mayor?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Oh, yeah.
That is what I truly like to be. You know the craziest thing about it, Greg?
What's that?
That fella might just win it. He might just win.
Wiener?
Because he's just enough of a freak to win.
Well, now, that's a great possibility. But they say Cuomo slaps Wiener, and I couldn't read. I couldn't take the time to read. Maybe in my break in a couple more minutes, we're going to break for news. I'll be able to read and see how Cuomo slapped Wiener. But it doesn't matter, because if he's running, he's already got $4.2 million in his war chest. which is a good running start, if you ask me. That'll buy him some notoriety, and his name is well known. Who else is it?
$1 million for a mayoral race. That's a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, a whole lot. And he can use it and spend it on that. And he's gonna make a go of it.
Too bad he didn't take a page out of the Clinton book. It wasn't me.
No, they couldn't stop it. They could. I mean, it was undeniable. even though Clinton's DNA showed up loud and clear in that situation. This is funny. This is hilarious. But anyway, it's
nasty.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But man, we're getting ready to go to break here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Come on, join in the fun here. 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. We're talking about whatever's on your mind. What is your thought on the hacking over in Europe? What's your thought on the many things that are going on in our country? Want to see what you're thinking today. Talk to you a little bit on the other side. South, I'll see you in a minute.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Local law enforcement officials are working with the Secret Service and looking for counterfeiters who left a lot of fake money at businesses. Police in Boardman say two people targeted two Giant Eagle grocery stores 6 times over a 2-day period last week. They allegedly used about $10,000 in fake cash to buy Western Union money orders. A proposal to extend Ohio's moratorium on new storefront sweepstakes parlors and to impose a new reporting requirement is nearly law. The Ohio House approved the measure, and Governor John Kasich is expected to sign it. And the state prisons department says an inmate has been captured after walking away from his work assignment as an auto mechanic at a southwest Ohio prison. A spokeswoman says Stephen Ramey had last been seen at the garage of the Lebanon Correctional Institution shortly before noon on Tuesday. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
Golf 18 holes at Avalon Lakes, Kensington, Greens of Greenville, or Avalon at Buell with a cart for an incredible 60 to 70% off the regular price. Go to 600WSOM.com and click the Sweet Jack icon. Get online and buy yours today.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
To the hour of 2 o'clock here, WSOM 600 on your radio dial. Jeff in the air chair here in with and for Tracy at Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. And we're talking to you about what's on your mind, but I mentioned some things just before I went to that break that about the hacking over in Europe, about the things that are going on in our own country, all the gates that we have right now. And I know a lot of people will say, well, it's just, they're just going after this black man. Believe you me, it is way more than just going after a black man. It's going after some of the things that he's doing. And whether you agree with it or not, agree with it, what he's doing, he's doing what he said he wanted to do, and that is fundamentally change America or the way we do things in America. Well, that fundamental change takes us down a aisle that we might not necessarily want to come down. And I'm not trying to denigrate him as a person, which a lot of people try to do, and really get sick of, you know, a lot of times I see people posting things, you know, where they'll call her tasteless or, you know, they'll have a very unflattering picture of the first lady. I'm not with that stuff. Not at all. And mostly because I am a black man in America too. And I'm not going to be telling you I'm going to be with all some of the racial, you know, comments and things that people are making, because this is not about race. This is about freedom. And if you don't understand that, then you're also in the wrong place too. It's about freedom. It's about the freedom that you're not going to have now to choose your own doctor after the beginning of next year. At least not the one you might go to now, unless you luck out. I went to the store yesterday to get a drug for allergies, and it was used to be a $10 cost, and guess what? It is now a $60 charge for that medication. Why is it $60 now? You tell me. Somebody give me a call and let me know. I thought everything was going to come down. The cost of health care was coming down. My co-pays are up higher. My deductibles are higher. Contemplating the start of this law called Obamacare. What about yours, ladies and gentlemen? Give me a call, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. Also, I had a question. I put this out on Facebook, and I got over, I think, about 200 hits on it or 200 comments, and it was this. In America, a woman has the right to choose to have an abortion. I had a caller from California, Mr. Solutions, I called him, or he called himself, and he brought this up, and I have adopted it as part of, for different reasons, as part of my belief system, too. If a woman can get an abortion in America because she wants to, because it's her choice, because you say it's, she has a right to do whatever she wants with her body. And what if I got together with that woman, she has this baby, and I tell her, I don't want, I mean, she, you know, we're going to have relationships. And I tell her, I don't want any babies now. And she said, don't worry about it, I'm on the pill. And then 2 weeks later, she's not on the pill, or she's pregnant. Why don't I have the right to not pay child support for that baby? Because I told her I didn't want it. Because she has the right to go have an abortion and kill that baby if I do want it. Or flip that around, should I be able to tell her, look, don't get rid of that baby. You have her. I'll take the baby, or him or her. I'll take the baby. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to get, take care of it, raise it, nothing. I will raise the baby. And if you do get rid of it, if she does get rid of it under the circumstances, why can't I charge her with murder? So now, child support, and if the man wants the baby and you get rid of it, why isn't it murder in America? Somebody tell me. Local caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were talking about health insurance a few minutes ago.
Say that.
The increase and so forth. Okay, you get to choose your deductibles, your co-pays for your prescriptions and so forth. And if you're going to pay a lower premium, you're going to pay a higher copay, higher deductible.
I pay the highest available to me.
Okay, then that means you're going to have to pay more for your prescriptions. It's just that simple.
Wait a minute. My plan, I pay the highest amount for a plan that's available to me.
Why? Okay, if it's only available to you by the specific carrier, you could always switch carriers.
I can't switch carriers.
On a business plan, or are you on the individual health plan?
I'm a Ohio State retiree.
Okay, then and what they've done with the plans is they've manipulated that.
Why?
Because the cost, the health insurance companies have raised the cost of insurance every year for the last 20 years, anywhere from 8% to 16% a year.
Doc,
this is nothing new.
Doc, listen to me. No, sir. It has never raised up like this. I am paying twice as much for my deductibles as I was paying last year. I am paying way more for drugs that I've been that I use all the time. I don't have any four and $6 drugs anymore. I have all above $50 stuff that I need to keep me living in a good state.
Okay, that's because your administrator of your plan chose to cut costs or to keep the cost the same by raising the amount that you pay.
And you know why?
I've been dealing with insurance for over 30 years, selling it and also through the union that I used to work for. And the whole thing is the insurance companies have raised the cost to where it's almost unsustainable. Even before Obamacare came into play or anything, a lot of employers were under pressure because they couldn't afford to pay for the plans.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you do? What is the answer? The real answer would be a single-payer system. Because you're never going to eliminate this excess cost as long as the insurance companies have you by the throat.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
will be better off in the long run if they do do that.
Well, that may be, but nobody really wanted that because it's going to cause you to have to go into a system that everybody's on, right? And that means everybody is going to have to do just like in Europe and just like in Canada, you have to go on waiting lists.
Okay, but the system you're under right now, let's say you have individual health insurance or you have a company-sponsored plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're still paying for everyone because everyone goes to the hospital.
True.
Everyone goes to the emergency room, and it's all lumped in the cost.
True.
And that cost is unsustainable. A good family plan where you have kids, a wife, yourself, and you have good benefits is going to be close to $2,000 a month.
Right.
Now, who in the hell is going to afford to pay $2,000 a month for health insurance?
Well, it's going to be worse than that because of all of the monies and the taxes and things that are built inside of the Obamacare system. That's what I'm trying to get at. That system is fraught.
It couldn't get any worse than what it already
is. Oh, yeah, it just did because not only are you going to be paying for how high the system is going, you're also going to be paying for the taxes inside of the penalties for different things inside of the Obamacare system. That's what I'm trying to say. This is a terrible situation that we're dealing with. It's going to destroy a lot of people and a lot of business.
No matter what, even if there was an Obamacare, just take Obamacare right off the table. It never happened. It doesn't exist. At the current rate that health insurance keeps increasing, it doubles every between 5 and 6 years, the price doubles. The benefits go down. You pay a higher deductible, a higher copay, a higher cost on your drugs. That's unsustainable for the American public, regardless, even if you don't even have Obamacare.
What are the reasons why they're going up like that?
Why? Because you have a system that is built with insurance executives, vice presidents, managers, and so forth that cost so much. And they get paid such high salaries. The guy from United Healthcare, when you're made over $1 billion.
Okay.
How is that acceptable?
I'm with you on that.
That's impossible. No one's worth $1 billion just to go play a little bit of golf and fraternize with a few people because the CEO don't really do that much. That's a fallacy in America. They just push it down the next level to a VP, and it just kind of filters out. The system is already built. It just perpetuates itself. These guys aren't going in, changing these companies, unless they're cutting back staff and cutting salaries.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask that you would hold on a second. I only have 2 minutes before the top of the hour break. I want to get one more caller in, but if you don't hold on, I'd like to hear some more about this after the 2 o'clock break. Or you can call me back.
Okay, I'll call you back. You have a good day.
You too. 330, you're in the air.
Hi, Jeff. It's me.
Hey.
How have you been?
I'm calling because
for the insurance. You know, we're going to be paying for everybody's birth control now. You know,
yeah.
Well, coming
mm-hmm.
up. Well, that's going to be one thing. And you, before the caller before was talking about healthcare, you brought up about women and their bodies and so forth. Well, men can do what they want with their bodies too. And if women are responsible for, yeah, I know it was you. And I meant the caller that just was talking about healthcare.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
gotcha.
Before that, you were bringing up that. Women can do what they want with their bodies. Well, so can men. And
mm-hmm.
I think it needs to be more with men that they be responsible for the prevention of a birth of a child if they don't want children. You know, their sterilization procedures, from what I hear, it's not easy, but it's less painful than women's.
Well, they may not want to not ever have a baby, though.
That's true.
Hey, Bonnie,
you know,
they got us going. We got to go now. We're at the top of our break. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll talk about this when we get back. Talk to you later.
Every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama will focus on national security in a speech that he is about to give to the National Defense University, and it could include a major change in policy or controversial program.
Expect the president to shift the secret drone program from CIA hands to the Pentagon, new rules on who can be targeted, and a renewed effort to move detainees from Guantanamo to be held in other countries, including Yemen.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are coming together on legislation to prevent sexual assaults in the military. Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsonga says she learned firsthand how bad the problem was when she spoke to a female soldier who'd been deployed to Afghanistan.
She said, "Ma'am, I am more afraid of my own soldiers than I am of the enemy." And to protect herself as she was deployed, she always carried a knife or two in her waistband so that she could protect herself.
The bill would shift cases from military to criminal court. Two more arrests have been made in connection with yesterday's brutal attack on a British soldier. The man and woman are in addition to the two alleged attackers. We're also learning more about the victim.
British military say the young man who was killed was 25-year-old Lee Rigby. He had joined the British Army back in 2006 as an infantryman and served as a machine gunner in various postings, including in Afghanistan's Helmand Province. He was also a member of the battalion's drumming corps, and he performed at numerous public events. He leaves a son, Jack, age 2.
ABC's Tom Rivers in London. The governor of Oklahoma says all 24 of the people killed in this week's tornado and more have been identified. The first of the funerals is being held today. 9-year-old Antonio Candelaria was one of the 7 students who died when the twister flattened their school. New home sales up last month to the second highest level since the summer of 2008. The Dow is down 24 points. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There's been a big drop in teen pregnancies in just about every state. ABC's Dave Schreiber checks out a new government report.
The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the rate of teen births in the U.S. has gone down dramatically, especially in the mountain states. From 2007 to 2011, there were significant drops in teen birth rates for every state except West Virginia and North Dakota. The experts say they do not know what has caused the declines. In 22 states, teen Hispanic birth rates went down at least 40%. The report's lead author says that is just amazing. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
An 80-year-old Japanese man is now the oldest person to reach the top of Mount Everest. Yuichiro Miura reached the summit this morning, calling it the world's best feeling. That record, however, may not last very long. An 81-year-old Nepalese man who held the previous record plans his own attempt next week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedptt3. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty, so you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. You really do get what you pay for on Trex Enhance, now in stock at the Home Depot. And for a limited time, take advantage of special savings on Trex Enhance at the Home Depot. You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty, so you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. You really do get what you pay for on Trex Enhance, now in stock at the Home Depot. And for a limited time, take advantage of special savings on Trex Enhance at the Home Depot.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
When liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair. We were talking about health care. Just before we came off the line, and a gentleman that works in healthcare was giving me some insight into what I think or and why some things are happening that I was blaming on Obamacare, and I still am blaming it on Obamacare. But if he can give me some other information to make it not be anything that that I need to really see, then I'll stop blaming it on Obamacare. President Obama is on TV now saying something that doesn't make sense. Says the threat that hit us at 9/11 is different from the one that hit us at 9/11. It was Muslim extremists that hit us on 9/11 through Al Qaeda. And it is still Muslim extremists that are hitting us and fighting us in the world, whether it be here on our soil or abroad. It's just like this, too, so don't anybody get upset. Christian extremists were people like the KKK and the skinhead and the white supremacists. Those are the people that say that they're Christians, yet their hatred for people is huge. They hate people. They don't love. They don't try to get along. They hate you for their purposes, and they say it's because God is with them. And no, that's not true. God is not with anybody that just hates people and wants to kill them for the, excuse my mouth, but the hell of it. Because that's just what it is. The hell of it. We're dealing with a hellishness and a spirit that is reproducing itself over and over again in the earth. And just like the KKK was outlawed in America, we need to outlaw it here as well. Because you don't want a situation where you have a lot of people hacking American soldiers with meat cleavers in the middle of the street. And you don't want a situation you don't want a situation where you're going to have it continue to be there. I'm going to see, ladies and gentlemen, if I can bring up some of this news conference. Bear with me if it doesn't work, but I'm going to try my best. I'm trying. Okay, I guess it's not going to work because the volume is not moving. Okay, well, that's it. We're not going to be able to hear this broadcast. I wish you could hear this with me because they're saying today the core of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan is on path to defeat. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry to say that is absolutely ridiculous because all they do is move. They're not on the path of defeat, ladies and gentlemen, because nobody's defeating them. All you've done was you've wiped out several of their leaders in one area. They are a world organization, and they're pretty decently funded. But all they're going to do is they're going to organize. They're going to continue to organize and organize, and I know the president will understand that. That you're going to have people in this country going crazy and attacking, doing small things, and a whole lot of small things. The Bible says that small foxes that spoil the grapes. Little things. If you have somebody blow themselves up at a major league football, baseball, hockey game a couple times, it's going to strike fear in the heart of people. You got to understand that. You must understand that. No wonder it wouldn't go. There's only one battery in it. I will try on break to get another battery and a remote control so we can turn up the TV. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is really, really, really crazy what's going on. Now, of course, you know, if you want to talk, hit that button. Healthcare going up. If a man wants to have the baby and a woman doesn't want to have it because he's 50% of that baby, why doesn't he have the right to make her have the baby and he take it and raise it? Or why doesn't he have the right to take the baby, to have the baby and charge her child support? That would be a turnabout, wouldn't it? I think it may get there sooner or later. Do I sound crazy? Well, give me a call here and tell me. 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. President of the United States is not at war with Islam. Nobody said we were. But you've gone out of your way to try to explain that the radical Islamists aren't what's going on. A man said, Allah Akbar, God is great, and shooting unarmed servicemen in a on a military base where he's responsible for supposedly counseling some of these people. That's a good thing? That's workplace violence, or is that terrorism? Now, President Obama is saying that we must finish the work of defeating Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. So what does that mean? Oh, close Gitmo. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, how ridiculous this sounds? Do you understand? If we must finish the work of defeating Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, which is what our president just said on TV, tell me, why would you eliminate the place that you were keeping them that kept them away from all other people, and if they broke out, they'd have to swim shark-infested waters out far enough for somebody to pick them up and get them to the country that they belong to. You can't attack that place down there. It is too well fortified. Why would you take these people anywhere different? Why would you be so foolish as to want to bring them into your inner city courts of your major cities, into your federal courts that are located in major cities? Why would you do that when the chance of being attacked and a lot of carnage happen as a result because these people believe that they must create the Holocaust so that the third Imam can come back? Please tell me something different. 412 and unlisted caller, if you want to talk, you hit the number 1 on your phone and I'll pick you up. But this really, really, really getting to me. I'm hurting. They're raping my ability to take care of myself. And yes, as my informed caller said, they are rushing us down toward a single-payer system. Unfortunately, the single-payer system will mean the same thing as Obamacare does now, which means our life will not be our own. You will get taken over by a system that's going to know everything about you, is going to make decisions for you, and it's going to do things for you in spite of whether you want them done or not. 216, you're in there.
Thanks. I work for a pretty large corporation. Our insurance just changed, and it just went up. The premiums went up, and the deductible went up. And they specifically told us this is because of the Affordable Health Care Act.
They
were flat out honest. Yeah, but you know what? I really wanted to say, I just want to throw this out here because I'm gonna have to hang up. But back to your other subject about, I think you're sort of about abortion. But I'm gonna throw this out there to you. All right, you tell me what you think. When a man lays down with a woman, and we'll say it like that, and they're not married, he has to know he has given her a gift. Okay, his seed. And it is now hers to do with what she wants. Now, if you're married, you know, that's a different story. But if you're not married and you perform that act, you've given it over to her, and you have to know that. And it's hers now. You're not married. You gave that to her. She can do what she wants with that baby. What do you think?
I disagree. I'm very, very, very pro-life. Okay, so understand my argument, but I disagree because of this. If she tricked me into having that baby, then if I was told her I didn't want to have children now, then she's on the hook herself because she didn't protect her own self. She just wanted to get pleasure from me. And she used me for my pleasure, got pregnant. Now she wants me to pay for the pregnancy. Now that's my scenario. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you make perfect sense. But I'll just put it as a warning then, not even a suggest, a warning to men that you might be tricked. But if you're not married and you do that, this is what could happen to you, and you need to watch out. But hey, listen, I think I may have solved the problem of the board. You tell me what you think about this one.
Okay.
It's a compromise. This is a compromise. Any woman who wants an abortion, they have to take let's say an 8-hour course with someone like you as the teacher. And, part of it would be this is what adoption is. This is what happens with abortion. But they got to sit through an 8-hour, like a day's class, from anti-abortion people. And then if they still want to go through with it, and this is a compromise. This isn't a moral or a religious argument I'm making here. I'm just making a compromise, a legal compromise. What would you think? That might cut down on a lot of abortions. Say you had a chance, 8 hours with a young girl or woman who's about to have an abortion, you might talk a lot of them out of it. And then if they still want to, then you can't stop them. It's illegal. What do you think about that? That might help.
Well, I think that would be called brainwashing, and they wouldn't go for it. I like it the other way. I want them to make it legal for the man to have some say-so in whether the baby is aborted or not, if the man wants to have say-so.
Well, what if woman wants an abortion and the man doesn't? Then would the man, the woman can say, well, then I'm going to have the baby. It's your baby. I'm not paying you. I have nothing to do with it because I want the abortion. Would you be all right with that?
Absolutely. That was part of part of my plan.
Yeah, that's not a bad compromise.
But she don't want to carry it to 9 months. That's going to be inconvenient for her. But my point is that baby is not all yours, sweetie. It's mine, too. So you can't you can't just get away with this.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But again, that's my warning to men. You got to watch because right now, as it stands, it's not yours. If you're not married, you gave her a gift.
Hey, I'm sure all men know. I'm sure men know the horror stories, right?
I'm sure they do. Hey, I got to go, but you do a great show. I want you when Tracy's not in. I love listening to you. I can't always call in. I got to go right now, but I'll be listening. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for saying that. I appreciate it. Right, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, 626, you're in the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, big man? How you feeling?
I'm pretty good. I don't even know, man. The thing with your Obamacare, I guess, the GOP really don't have too many issues. So they've been, dealing with this since his passing. But the thing is, there's been negative problems with the health care, therefore the need for Obamacare. It's been a problem with the health care probably my whole lifetime. Me and you are like in our 40s or something. So it's been a problem with the health care for our whole lives. Finally, they got enough votes in the Senate to override the filibuster. So at the one time they got enough votes to override the filibuster, and it, GOP was, you know, unable to stop it after 40 years, that they finally got it passed, and, you know, any problem that goes on, you know, look to it and they keep coming back to it like, oh, the reason why, you know, this happens because of Obamacare, but the same problems with the, you know, things going up here and things going up there, that was in effect, you know, before Obama came in. If the prices are still going up, that's why we had the problem. You know, how many people have lost their homes or something because they had to file for bankruptcy for a medical or such and such?
Here's the thing, though. If my premium went up a little, I understand that. But I don't understand my premium going up, my deductible going up, and my copays, especially on drugs, going up. No, I never got hit like that in all my 30-something years of working for working in a public retirement system, et cetera, et cetera. It has never, ever gone up like that. This is absolutely because of the Affordable Care law that should be able to be struck down on that alone because it's not affordable. It's crazy.
Like you have the opposite experience of me because I went in, you know, my medical people had called me up and they had said, you know, time for the annual physical because you got to renew the medication on the blood pressure medication, whatever. So I go in for the physical and I'm reaching in my pocket, about to pull out my deductible, and they said, oh, this is no longer a deductible on annual physicals. I'm like, oh, okay, great. That was due to Obamacare. So it's like, okay, so, you know, you have the opposite experience. You have the nightmare. I don't have a deductible anymore.
Well, do you have any kind of chronic condition that you have to have medication for always?
I have the blood pressure medication.
So do I. And guess what my blood pressure medicine did?
What was that?
Tripled. Now,
Mine did, though.
And guess what? The company gave a savings card on it. Now, if the company did not do a savings card on it, my blood pressure medicine would be $80.
Are you able to go to Walgreens and get that discount? Cause like
They give you
like a bulk for like 100 of them for, you know, $12 or something like that, man. I don't even have to do that anymore because mine is, I'm in California. In California, we have Kaiser, which is a non-profit medical company. You probably have one of those places where the CEO making $1 billion a year, ripping you off, and you blame Obama.
Yeah, it could be because it's state run healthcare.
Yeah.
Because you know I graduated from the state. I retired from the state, so.
So it might be, you know, that's probably different. We have a non-profit medical coverage over here in California, and I guess wherever you are, you have one of those, you know, for-profit. They're looking at you being sick as a way to make their $1 billion a year, you know, profit, or, you know, buy their new boat or go golfing or whatever. So, you know, maybe people have to check their medical, you know, company.
I hear what you're saying, but I've been going through that because several of my medications since January 1st have done that. Some medications for my daughter, the same thing. And the thing is they're messing with these plans because next year they're going to have to pay a whole lot of taxes, a whole lot of fees, a whole lot of everything else for them to cover the 30 million people that they say that they're going to cover. Now, there's still going to be 30. Go ahead.
You're probably right. I think that what a lot of these for-profit companies is doing is they're looking at their books and they're saying, well, you know, in years you know, 7 through 10, I'm not going to be able to raise my prices. I'm not going to be able to do this because we're going to be limited on how much profit we can get. So we're going to stack it now. It's like before they would just do it annually and they would, you know, get their 10, 15% raise every year on everything. That was uh-huh. before Obamacare. Now since Obamacare, what they're doing is they're not going to be able to do that years 7 through 10. So they're doing it from years 1 through 3. They're getting it done right now. Right now they're hiking as much as they can hike because they know in the future they're not going to be able to keep on hiking. So it probably is people probably doing that. And the thing is, that's why people, you know, they need to check who they're doing the business with, because every medical company is not a for-profit company.
I agree with you, but I don't think that, you know, we don't have a choice in that matter. But and neither do a whole lot of people. Now, California, one reason why you guys are bankrupt is because you guys provide a whole lot of things for a whole lot of people, and then you have a lot of the people that are coming over the border that are able to absorb, you know, many of the benefits that you all as a state, you know, provide. I'm not against people providing things, but I am sort of against you providing things when you have to do it just at the expense of the taxpayer himself, because all taxpayers are not equal.
Yeah, that's what you know. In California, it's we're no longer broke. We're actually in a surplus right now. You know, every once in a while we run that surplus. So 2013, I guess it's that year we hit that surplus, because in 2012 they had a, you know, initiative on the ballot to raise the taxes. So raising those taxes to put the economy going up have put us in a surplus. So now they're like, okay, what are we going to do with the surplus? So all those like local agencies where they was cutting the size of government in California, they're just like, oh, can we get some of that money back? I don't want to bore people with the, you know, what's going on in California, but right now we have a surplus. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We have like probably, if not the number one, we got to be in the top 2 or 3 in social benefits. Plus we have most of our major big cities are sanctuary cities. So they encourage illegal aliens, you know, to come in and they got all kind of benefits for them. So yeah, that's the reason why, you know, we have the highest taxes in there. And we ran a deficit for so long.
Yeah, I hear you, but like I say once again, I don't think this is going to be seen. Just like Nancy Pelosi said, we had to sign the bill, you know, pass the bill, before we saw what was in it. Now we know that Congress is trying to get out from under it. Congress themselves are trying to say, we don't want to take part in this. And I'm saying, oh, heck no, you are going to take part in this. You voted this mess in. How are you going to vote yourself out of it? Man, you're talking about somebody raising hell. I would be very loud on that one, okay?
Yeah, the Republican Congress was 37 times already they voted to repeal Obamacare. I don't think they have anything else on their agenda.
You know, but that's because it's going to be such a disaster. You understand why?
Yeah, I understand from their point of view. Yeah.
Well, I mean, people are calling because
they don't give a rat's ass about people, you know, poor people or people not having Medicare. They never did. It's not part of the agenda. They rather just shoot you in the street than to give you some Medicare. So, you know, their version of Medicare is stand your ground, shoot people, and ask questions later.
No, that's not true. See, you go over the edge with that stuff because that's not true. Bush tried two things, and one thing got totally voted down was the health care savings accounts. Bush also had the prescription thing for the elderly. And it helped a lot of people. But the thing is nobody else would go along with it. And so we had what we had.
I think that in that part, you're probably right, because their part is pretty much, it's the GOP philosophy to privatize everything. So they look at things like,
why?
So they can get rid of, you know, Social Security or get rid of Medicare and replace it with a private industry. So, you know, that's part of the agenda. So I think healthcare savings account.
Yeah.
Just like the thing that in California, we have a nonprofit versus for-profit situation. And it's like, how much money could be made on Wall Street by hiking up people's medical, by, you know, rationing medical and all this. That's a whole lot of money that can be made. And you can hold a whole lot of boats that can be bought, planes that can be bought, lands that can be bought.
I agree.
So there's a whole lot of profit that can be made by catching desperate people in desperate times. That's why people will, you know, you have a house, you saved all your life to you know, put into it, and all of a sudden you get a disease, and it's like they just rubbing their hands together. Like, you got a sick person. He's going to give us back all that money he done put into his house.
I got to go with you on that one. That's funny. Wait a minute. Callers online, if you want to talk, you hit the one on your dial, and you know you will be brought into the queue, and I'll bring you up. You're right about that to a certain degree, that those things do that, but they also create commerce. When you do that, if you privatize certain things, like say they privatize the border guards, well, automatically all of the weight of having to pay the border guards a certain way, having to do the union thing with the border guards, because the unions, you know, they're killing a whole bunch of stuff. And you know that all the healthcare unions are fighting like hell to get monies paid. Out. You know, raises and all of this other stuff and benefits and all this other things. Well, there comes a time when the country's in trouble. You're going to have to wait on those things, but they're not waiting. They're ignoring on the things that are happening, and they think that because the feds are printing money and just putting all around, and you got all these people in the stock market making money, the people in the stock market are the ones that are making the money, and they're now building houses. You have very few people that are doing well in this country, except those that are working in or around the energy sector. Because the president is killing the rest of the stuff with the EPA. But hold on a second, Kavina, man. 330-205, you're in there.
Hey, Jeffrey, how we doing today?
I'm making it, man. I don't think I'll get fired today.
Hey, I got a question for Kavina, man. He's talking about health care.
Yes, sir.
How come every health care procedure that's not covered by insurance keeps getting cheaper and a better quality, if what you're saying is true? Plastic surgery is getting cheaper and a better quality constantly. LASIK surgery is getting cheaper and a better quality constantly. Every time the insurance companies are out of it and people have to pay out of their own pocket, the quality gets better and the price goes down.
I don't know, man. I'm not really interested in plastic surgery or bariatric surgery, whatever you say. I really don't know.
It could be
supply and demand type thing.
Is open heart surgery better or worse than it was 30 years ago?
I would hope it would be better.
Is it more money or less money?
It probably is more money, I would think.
No, it's less money.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You're asking me about something. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert.
The point I'm trying to make is, yes, exotic procedures are expensive, but once they become mainstream, their price comes down immensely. I mean, there were things that were done 30 years ago where you were in a hospital for a month, and now they do them on an outpatient basis. And they're far less expensive than they were 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not. Gonna, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. I mean, I don't know what the point is. I don't.
The point
prices
is
prices go up,
wait,
prices
the
go down,
is,
on other things. Yeah,
well,
listening.
The point is that if people are allowed to make their own choices and people have to pay for their own health care, they make better choices than if somebody else just paying the bill. That's why
you didn't have to get medical coverage, you know, before now. You didn't have to go. You can just go and just, you want to just walk in and pay for your bypass surgery. Nobody was forcing you to do it. Now is everything is gotten so expensive that people who want to get health care not able to get it, so they have to pass some law where you can't be denied and you can't be charged more because you have some pre-existing condition. I'm sure that upsets a lot of people.
But
they got a whole lot
choose,
invested
but,
in that.
Now, wait a minute. I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Talking about the super poor. Now, look, we're gonna throw them people out. But
why
if
you
are of average income, if you are of average income, and you choose to not buy health care, why should somebody else be forced to pay for your procedures? Why shouldn't the hospital be allowed to turn you away?
I don't know. I think the Supreme Court had made a decision about that, man. And it wasn't in the hands of the politician. That was in the hands of the Supreme Court many years ago.
I don't believe so. I think those were laws that were passed. Well, I'll have
no,
to
that was,
that
no,
up.
That's Supreme, no, that was the Supreme Court that said that. They can't turn people away.
You know what?
We'll
yeah, we'll look at that. We'll look that up. But the thing is, none of this is cut and dried. You know, there's got to be some good things about the Affordable Care Act, I'm sure. I like the idea of the pre-existing conditions and the keep your kids on till they're 26. That's a good thing to me.
I disagree with you on the 26 thing because if your kid ain't got a job by the time they're 26, they're a derelict.
Okay, no, you can't say that. Be right back, though. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Don't go nowhere, Sticks. I got to argue with you on that one.
I'll come back after the break.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. Local law enforcement officials are working with the Secret Service and looking for counterfeiters who left a lot of fake money at businesses. Police in Boardman say two people targeted two Giant Eagle grocery stores six times over a two-day period last week. They allegedly used about $10,000 in fake cash to buy Western Union money orders. A proposal to extend Ohio's moratorium on new storefront sweepstakes parlors and to impose a new reporting requirement is nearly law. The Ohio House approved the measure, and Governor John Kasich is expected to sign it. And the State Prisons Department says an inmate has been captured after walking away from his work assignment as an auto mechanic at a Southwest Ohio prison. A spokeswoman says Stephen Ramey had last been seen at the garage of the Lebanon Correctional Institution shortly before noon on Tuesday. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, feel the power behind the available EcoBoost engine in the 2013 Ford Escape. Now you can lease a new fuel-efficient Escape for just $199 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com.
This is Becky Wall from Daring Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. Daring Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Newcastle School of Trades focuses exactly on what's needed to start a career in the new economy.
The great thing about Newcastle School of Trades is we've been in existence since 1945, so the trades that are in demand now through oil and gas, we're an expert in these areas. We've been doing them for quite some period of time. As a matter of fact, if you walk through the halls of Newcastle School of Trades, you'll see lists of over 1,000 employers that have hired our graduates. So we've had a lot of success matching the skills of our graduates with the demands of the employers in our area.
To find out more about Newcastle School of Trades, call 1-800-837-8299 or see a complete list of courses and services at ncstrades.edu.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair. Sticks had to go, so he didn't stay on for me to answer the question. There's lots of reasons why, because if my son, daughter goes to college for 4 years and then continues on to be a lawyer or a doctor and takes that many more years in, then they're not derelict. There's good reasons why you could be on your mother's and father's insurance for a long time. You could get sick during that time and get a debilitating disease that takes you a while to adjust to. And therefore, that would be made. That's the good things that were put in the law. That was the two good things. No, I'm not against those things. I think that was really, really good. I think that was really, really good. So I'm not against everything that's in it. I'm just against the way they're doing it. I'm against that the lady that kept conservative groups from protesting the president is still going to be there over the Obamacare stuff. That's crazy. Kavina, man, you're still alive, so ain't no problem. I think that's crazy. I think that woman should be fired immediately. I think everybody that had taken part in that should be fired. And I, having been a person that's been fired once in his life, only once, never had a bad record until a particular thing particularly happened that was not totally the truth.
Yeah, I don't really – I've been trying to get into the information on that that subject with the IRS thing, and I don't know what the crime was or whatever.
The crime was that it takes 270 days for a tax free political organization to get their tax free status. When
how long is
it took.
To
Huh?
How long is it supposed to take? Is there a law?
270 days. It's supposed to take 270 days, not a whole year. But it was taking these guys, anybody conservative, 3 years. In other words, what they accused Bush of, stealing election, President Obama just did. How did he do it? He used the IRS. He used the IRS to hold back his opposition. Plain and simple. Now,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
that sounds crazy to me, man. I don't know.
It doesn't sound crazy when you go back to his writings. See, that's why I was begging people, please go read his book. Then come talk to me and then see whether what I'm saying to you think I'm crazy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was throwing a can away. I don't know. I think it just sounds crazy to me, man. Like people just like throw out any kind of accusations that fit their preconceived notion about, you know, this guy or, you know, particular types of people. And it's like, oh, if I have some information, it must be true because this is my preconceived notion about the guy. And it's like, I'm trying to get the pieces together. I haven't seen any information. If anybody can point me to the information, I haven't seen any information. It was like, somebody said there was like a law that's been violated or something, or
they violated their civil rights.
Let me know.
They violated their civil rights. You cannot discriminate against people that are coming to get government services by race, creed, color, or whatever. So now their creed has been singled out because their creed said we're conservatives. We don't believe in this liberal BS that you're putting out. We're going to form against you. And they said, no, you're not. And they held them up, and one organization got their status one day after the election. Now, you tell me where that you can't see that that was a political situation. Now, you don't want to believe that about your choice.
No, I'm saying if there's some information that I can, you know, look at that where the facts are, I'm not opposed to that. It's just like, it sounds ridiculous to me that, you know, you got all these people crying victims all of a sudden, and, you know,
No, it wasn't all of a sudden. They were crying this in 2009 and 2010. The first case came up 2010, 2 years before the election, Covina, man. See, that's what I'm saying. You gotta follow that closer. I don't know where you're watching or where you're getting your source from, but they're not telling you the whole thing because
I'm trying to watch the information on the Congress. Wouldn't they have a hearing last week?
Yeah.
Earlier this week.
Did you see the African American guy that works inside the IRS that told them?
No, I didn't see him. What did he say?
Wait a minute. Are you in the, no, you're not in the chat room. You can't see what this idiot wrote in there. This is one idiot told me I just hate having a black man as president so bad. No, I don't. I am a black man. I wanted a couple black men to run. I still want Ben Carson to run, but I don't know if he could play that political game. He might get eaten up in that game. But, you know, this man is a fool, or a woman is a fool. That's anyway, go ahead, man. And Sticks, you are live as well, so you can talk whatever you want to as well.
Well, Covina, man, what they're finding out, what it looks like is what's been done is the exact same thing that was listed in Richard Nixon's articles of impeachment, using the IRS to target your political enemies.
Yeah, you can't do it, and your political opposition, even if you don't call them enemies. This is illegal all the way, and what they can't necessarily find out is that it is directly tied to the president.
They,
isn't that the
isn't that the point right there? Shouldn't you actually, like, before you, I know this, I know y'all used to doing this and lynching people, but before you lynch somebody, shouldn't you at least find out who the guilty person is? It just doesn't matter.
First of all, this should be a crime.
Then this should be a
You have a crime.
You have all that. The Internal Revenue Service to target your political opposition. That is a crime under U.S. code.
Whether it was the president or an underling or not. Nobody's
right.
saying who gave the order for these people to do it.
Right.
They're not saying.
And
they're saying just a couple low level guys did it. But the IG is saying, oh no, everybody knew about it in 2010, and they didn't do anything, and they didn't say anything.
And they're finding White House logs where these people were in the White House and they had appointments with the president.
Oh, which you can't deny. Deny that.
Did you hear they asked Pat Robertson to tell him what his prayers were? Yeah. They wanted to know the content of his prayers because he was praying for. They said something about him praying for one of the organizations. They sent him a letter wanting to know what the content of his prayers were.
Well, I'm glad that they did because that at least lets you know that they understand prayer. High level wickedness understands what a real prayer can do.
Right.
They do understand. Because they don't make no bones about disagreeing with your, what you are, or disagreeing with you because you believe in God. Oh, they believe in the dark arts. They believe in them. And mm-hmm. Dark arts. Oh yeah.
Okay.
You're not familiar with the dark arts?
No, I'm a pass on that, man. I can't talk crazy, man. I gotta keep everything.
Here's the thing. You think it's crazy because you're not familiar with things, but it's real. It's real stuff.
Well,
people
Davina, man, do you believe in good and evil?
Of course.
Okay. So
before you go, I'm a true Christian. I don't know about y'all. I'll let y'all figure this out. But
okay, wait. You say you're a true Christian?
Y'all on the wrong page. Yeah, y'all on a different page.
Okay, then I'm not on a different page. I'm on the real page with God that told me this, that he said that more or less that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah,
now,
when Christ was, before you go, when Christ was on the earth and he was talking. He was talking to the Pharisees, and they thought they were right on the money.
This wasn't Jesus.
I'm looking at people who think they're Christians.
Yeah.
No, but they far from it. When Christ comes back and he says to the people, they all say, "Hey, wasn't I proclaiming your name? What did he say? Get back from me!
Right.
I didn't know you."
That's right.
What
because of
say.
What?
There's a lot of people that pretend to be Christians.
But why?
He
gave a specific answer to that. He said, "Depart from me, you that do what?
White supremacy."
White supremacists fit the category, true. But it's like this: "Depart from me, ye who work iniquity," which is lawlessness, which is like what you're seeing here with the IRS. They're not paying attention to any law.
That's who you're talking to, man.
Same type of idea.
The people that think that they're above the law.
No.
Well,
Christ
not only that.
Christ also told the Pharisees, by your traditions, you make the word of God void.
Yeah, that's true, too. Absolutely.
All these people going around the planet thinking they are Christians and killing everybody from head to toe.
Well, there's reasons people get killed. And when you're... When you're illegal, God says that he has made the authorities in the earth for the ungodly and the unruly, those that will not follow rules. So therefore, he has people do that. I got to go because I'm at the end of my day. We will take this up again tomorrow afternoon with Tracy and friends. I want everybody to turn in tomorrow. We're going to make it a blockbuster before Friday, the end of Friday. We're going to have some fun and do what we do and make it do what we do, make it do what it. See you next time.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons.